This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
The holidays are often called the most wonderful time of year, but they can also bring stress, anxiety, and emotional challenges. To help us navigate the season with resilience and joy, I'm thrilled to welcome Anthony Smith, a clinical psychologist with years of experience helping people stay mentally healthy during challenging times. The content discussed in this interview is for general purposes only and is not a substitute for individual professional mental health advice. Always seek the advice from your physician, therapist, or other qualified mental health provider with any questions you may have regarding your mental health. You can also check out Joy's website at joy.org.au/support. Anthony, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
What common challenges do people in our community face during the holiday season?
I think firstly, it's important to acknowledge that although for some of us, the festive season is a time of connection, it can also come with its challenges. Whilst many of us enjoy this period, some of us might face loneliness, family conflict, rejection, and reminders of previous experiences of discrimination and rejection. And I guess what can make this especially challenging is that these heavier emotions often arise against a backdrop of what society and the media frames as this magical, happy holiday season time of year. And so there's this pressure to feel joy, to feel wonder, to feel connection. But instead, we might feel the opposite. We might feel restless, agitated, down, and depressed. And I guess, too, for members of our community, there might be some unique stresses associated with family contact during this period. And I guess the stigma and the microaggressions that can come with some of those experiences. And in light of that, for some of us, there might be a need to prioritize our own safety and level of disclosure, which can feel like we're being inauthentic to our true selves.
As you mentioned there, Anthony, the holiday season can bring up old family tensions. What strategies would you recommend to our Joy Drive family for managing conflicts and keeping interactions with our friends and family respectful and constructive?
Yeah, indeed. Unfortunately, this season can bring up those difficult family dynamics and tensions. Setting some boundaries is going to be important if we're facing some of these situations over the next couple of weeks. And so I guess the question is, how do we go about doing that? How do we set boundaries? And really, the first step is thinking about particular, there might be discussion topics, there might be questions that people might pose, there might be other requests for our time or energy that other people might make, but we might want to protect or need to limit some disclosure around. So that's really the first step, thinking about what we want to protect, what we want to safeguard. And then I think it's probably useful to spend a little bit of time, but not too much time, thinking about some quick pre-prepared responses for perhaps when that family member, that one family member, does ask that question that crosses the boundary for you.
Yeah, we've all been there before.
Have indeed. And I think what can be particularly helpful too is, again, not dwelling or spending too much time on this, but practicing some of these responses, maybe with a trusted person in our life or even just imaginally in our mind, really practicing these responses. And that can help build that muscle memory and build our confidence should we ever happen to need them when we're interacting with our family members. I guess family gatherings too might be those places where people might experience some of those microaggressions that we were talking about before. And by microaggressions, I'm talking about some of those questions, comments, usually of a pretty intrusive nature, that might pry into the nature of our relationships, our partner or partners, gender, or other aspects of our life. And I think responding curiously but directly in some of those instances might be a useful path to take. So some examples of ways to do that could be responding to a person, "What did you mean by that?" Or, "I'm a little confused. Would you mind clarifying?" These are assertive but not aggressive responses to potential moments of family tension and conflict.
Yeah, and I think it's just, and it's probably the way you say it as well, like it's the tone you use with it too, in a sort of a, would you recommend like a more curious tone rather than sort of that, because the tone you can use is, that can impact, can't it?
Yeah, and I think maybe even having a couple of different ways of saying it. So there might be a kind of a humorous way, there might be a more direct way of delivering some of these messages, and having them ready might be helpful.
A reminder that the content discussed in this interview is for general purposes only and is not suitable for individual professional mental health. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified mental health provider with any questions you may have regarding your mental health. You can also check out Joy's website at joy.org.au/support. What are some simple, actionable strategies for our Joy Drive family to manage holiday stress and anxiety?
Yeah, I think a pretty important question as we're moving into this busy holiday period for some of us. When I think of stress management, and when I talk to my clients about this, I often think about four areas that's important for emotional regulation. And when I talk about emotional regulation, I'm really talking about our ability to effectively manage and respond to the range of emotional experiences that we might encounter day to day. And so when we're thinking about those areas, those four key areas, it might be helpful for everyone to keep an eye on these different areas that make emotion regulation either a little easier or much more difficult if these things aren't in balance. So the first one is really ensuring that we're getting enough sleep. Such an important component of being able to manage the things that might come up for us day to day is ensuring that we are well rested.
Yeah, I think we've all been there before. Like when we've been at work and there's been a very challenging conversation, but we haven't rested the night before, and you're a little bit more snappy, and you feel like that your responses aren't quick, or they're not, you know, how should I put it? Sharp.
Yeah, sometimes we're just not firing on all cylinders when our brain isn't rested enough to be able to process and decide how we want to respond to particular situations. Mm. So sleep is really, really important. And I guess sticking to the other basics too. So maintaining a balanced diet as best we can during this festive holiday season.
Oh, that's tricky.
and eating regularly is one of those simple strategies that can really make emotion regulation a little easier in the preceding days. Of course, too, thinking about exercise, or really just moving our bodies. So physical movement can help close that stress cycle. Mm. So that fight, flight, freeze response that can get activated and certain processes in our bodies happen quite automatically as a response to stress.
And would that include, say, things like just going for a walk around the block or going for a walk through the park? As I know that, you know, if I'm like ruminating, which means I'm overthinking about something, I often think like a walk, I often will go for a bit of a walk, whether it be on my lunch break or after work. And a few people probably think I'm a bit crazy because I'll be talking to myself as I'm going on that walk, which I'm sure many of us out there have a similar thing. So you were saying sleep, a balanced diet, and like getting moving, some exercise. And you mentioned a fourth thing.
Yeah. So moving our bodies and the fourth kind of key element, the most kind of pillar of emotional regulation is really keeping an eye on alcohol and other substances that we might be consuming over the festive season, and really just making sure those four areas are in balance as best we can is really going to be helpful for managing the stresses of the season.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking there, like you were talking about the balanced diet, exercise, and, you know, not overindulging in alcohol and other substances, because I was just thinking back, those three things really impact on sleep.
Yeah, so it's all kind of connected, this kind of interconnected four main pillars.
Yeah. You're with clinical psychologist Anthony Smith, and we're discussing strategies for staying mentally healthy and balanced during the Christmas and New Year festivities. Anthony, with New Year's approaching, people often feel pressure to make significant life changes. How can someone set realistic goals without becoming overwhelmed?
And I, of course, can definitely relate to this, as many other people might be able to do so too. That slight sense of guilt and shame that comes right before midnight, right before the fireworks each year, about all the things that I wanted to achieve, all those goals that I set for myself, but didn't quite happen. Yeah. So perhaps I could suggest that maybe next year in 2025, we shift away from this notion of goals and maybe shift our mindset to instead thinking about living 2025 based on our values, based on the things that are important to us in life. And when I talk about values, I'm really talking about deep down the things that are important to us as people, the things that we want our life to stand for, the qualities that we might want other people to remember us for. I guess values are really our heart's deepest desires for the way that we want to connect and interact with the world, with other people and ourselves. They can, I guess, serve as leading principles that can guide and motivate us as we move throughout life. But of course, values are not the same as goals, as we were talking about before. Values involve ongoing action. They're like the direction that we're moving in, whereas goals are what we're achieving along the way. So instead of setting goals, it might be helpful to review perhaps some key aspects of our life that might be important to us. Perhaps reflecting on our relationships, our ongoing development as humans, our personal growth, or how we want to spend our leisure time. And then thinking how closely we might be living by our values in each of those areas is a valuable reflection. So, for example, if we're looking at or thinking about our relationships, some values-based questions might be reflecting on the sorts of relationships we might want to build in 2025, how we want to be in these relationships, or perhaps the personal qualities that we want to develop for ourselves through interactions with other people.
Yeah, so would an example for that be like, you know, instead of saying, you know, I want to be or I will be a more loving partner, it's like I am a loving partner to, you know, my husband, for example. Is that an example? Is that sort of what you're talking about there?
Yeah, or how we can foster other things that are important to us in life. So the goals, the things that we want to be remembered, the impact that we want to make on other people.
Yeah.
How can we take some of those aspects and, I guess, incorporate them in perhaps our intimate or romantic relationships?
Yeah, that's really great. It's a really different way of looking at it, but a much more healthy way, it seems. You've been listening to clinical psychologist Anthony Smith. Anthony, thank you for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.